The Verbabola performance at AWC's Shoning Conference Center was centered on a stage backed up by a large screen. On stage, there are two tables. To the left, an Arizona flag is draped in front of an elaborate collection of turntables and laptops. The table on the right has a Mexican flag in front and also has a laptop and microphone. The single DJ starts the program dressed all in black with his face completely covered, only his eyes peeking out. Eventually, two other figures emerge from behind the audience. One has his head wrapped up in a scarf and is wearing black pants painted with a skeleton's bones. He has hands cupped on either side of his mouth as he shouts out in Spanish. The final figure is wearing a floor-length black skirt. His bare chest is painted with symbols, and he's speaking English through a bullhorn. The performance is called Border Remixado, and it's been performed by Verbabola for a couple of years now. The group is made up of Logan Phillips, Adam Cooper Terran, and Emmett White, all of Arizona, and Moises Regla of Mexico City. Logan Phillips says the show is different in every performance.
I think we kind of create it from a place of just exploring ourselves and where we come from and understanding the borders that run through the group itself and our relation to this place and other places. But then when we do revise the show, I think we do think about the audience, and we frequently have to think of the kind of linguistic landscape that we're performing in and how bilingual or monolingual what the audience is. And the show really plays a lot with Spanglish and lots of other forms of language mixing. So mainly we have to work with that and see how the image balances it all out. So I think when we start, it comes from kind of a more interior space. And then when we revise and practice, it becomes more inclusive of the audience.
Adam Cooper Terran says the group's method of mixing video, still images, music, spoken word, and live poetry flows from the talents each member of the group brings to the project.
I think a lot of that comes from our inherent kind of proclivities with certain types of media. Like Logan's really into poetry and music mixing and audio creation, and Emmett's a DJ in his own right. And I work with video, and Moises, our other member in Mexico, he's another video artist and VJ. And when we all came together with this concept of doing transcultural or across the border kind of work, mixing it together, all of our mediums kind of just merged together as well, and we found are still creating different types of works that are they have their own melody to them.
For Emmett White, the Verbabola performance is very different from what he is used to as a DJ.
Usually what I do has to do with the live, club or party environment. But in this setting, I'm trying to use the skill set that I have being a DJ to kind of set the tone for what we're doing and to communicate in ways that can't necessarily be spoken.
The Verbabola performance at Arizona Western College in Yuma was unique because the group's fourth member, Moises Regla, was only present through a digital image incorporated into several segments of the program. The Border Remixado challenges several aspects of the American and Mexican experience, including the history of the border, language, and race.
I'm still waiting to see how your wild night will end. I'm still waiting for you to get to the point. I'm still waiting to see who is Mexican, who is American, who is black, who is yellow, who is Arab. Can't tell your race without seeing your skin. I can't tell your race until I see your hands. Race is held in the hands. The hands that do the work. The hands that hold the heads of the babies. I can see your hands. I can see your work. I can see your race.
The show in Yuma was the first since Arizona's new immigration law, SB 1070, was signed by Governor Brewer. For Logan Phillips, the law is creating a cleavage between Arizona and Mexico that is wider than any fence.
I was in Juarez while it was signed, and Adam and Emmett were here in Arizona, and Moises was in Mexico City. And, you could feel the reverberations in our communities instantly. On the border where I was, all the way in the middle of Mexico where Moises was, and here in Arizona. And it's just so unfortunate the way that certain types of attitudes or behaviors have been legitimized by the law. Certain prejudices or proclivities towards thinking of people as wrong for being where they are, and thinking and putting that in the human context and thinking that person is actually wrong and that person is a criminal just for trying to earn a living, is, you know, it's completely changes the way that the entire world understands Arizona. And I don't know if people that live in Arizona understand that, you know, in Mexico City now, this law is referred to as the Arizona law. And so the name of the state now is, you know, synonymous with an unwelcoming of people from other places. And this goes beyond Mexico. And it doesn't just affect people who are here illegally. The message that is sent broadly is, we don't want you if you're different. And that's hard for us as a group to be from here and to have that put on us now, that every time we go anywhere else, the first thing people are going to ask us about is the Arizona law.
I will now sign Senate Bill 1070.
Indeed, our failure to act responsibly at the federal level will only open the door to irresponsibility by others.
How do you react to that?
Well, you know, they call you a KKK, they didn't, they, I think it's an honor, right?
Verbabola will be performing another of their programs. It's called Sonadera Verbabola in the Spirit Room in Jerome, Arizona, this Saturday night at 8 o'clock. For KAWC, I'm Dave Reed. I'm a big,